Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As everything was unfolding, I'm like, that's criminal. That's criminal behavior right there on the football field. And think how crazy that is for me to say. I mean, we literally, as football players, we get paid to physically assault another man. And for me to really think that action was criminal speaks volumes right there.
I think
we need to settle down a little
bit. That was right after the play. That was post-game. Okay, on ESPN. I can tell you, I thought Damian Woody was going to break down and cry.
He's an overreactor, that guy.
He's really emotional.
I think that he is always at a 10 when it comes to being dramatic. Everything is like over the top. So I just have to take a second and think back when I was playing. Crazy stuff happens all the time. Guys do things that they shouldn't be doing. They act dirty. It's usually regulated in-house. So the guy lost his freaking mind.
Yep.
Okay, and he tried to hit the other dude with the helmet. Well, you know, he lucked out because nothing is wrong with Mason Rudolph, so he's lucky. If something did happen to Mason Rudolph, you know, then you got a case. Just, I don't think it needs to be written down.
He's
fine. There are no issues. Stop claiming that the guy needs to be taken in his pads and cuffs.
Right. I think the appropriate suspension is through the rest of the season. It's going to destroy the Cleveland Browns because you can see what the pressure he puts constantly on a quarterback. And they're Dunsky. And their coach is Dunsky, and they're going to have to, you know, figure out a way in the offseason to get it all together for next year. The year that they thought was going to be their rise now to the playoffs is Dunsky. But you're right. I mean, as Bill would say, nobody died. If somebody had died, we're dealing with it in a much different manner.
Yes.
But the people's reaction. Boomer and Gio at the Fan this morning, somebody calls up, they're crying on the air.
Oh, Tony's in Westchester. What's going on, Tony?
How are you today?
Good, Tony. What's up?
This is a sad day for NFL. This is so upsetting. It's just mind-boggling. He could have killed that quarterback last night with that helmet. The spearing, the head, I can't get over it. They have to do something drastic. This guy should be thrown out of the league. There's no way in the world he should play another game in the NFL. My kids, today I'm upset. Last night, it's just terrible. It's gut-wrenching. He could have killed Rudolph last night. It's beyond anything I've ever seen.
Tony, I mean, this really hits you hard, man. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah. This is not good.
A little too much. I would say a little too much. Everybody,
a little dramatic.
You're a little too much.
Can we stop with the guy almost died? I mean, honestly, I think we're all doing a disservice to other people who get into catastrophic accidents or get assaulted by someone, legitimately assaulted by somebody in the street,
yeah,
or just get knocked the F out.
Hold on.
By some of these gangs who just assault old women and old men just to kind of get jumped into the game to prove that they're loyal. This is nothing compared to that.
Let me hear that again.
What are we doing?
Is that Rich Keefe?
That is not Rich. Stop that.
What?
There's no way in the world he should play another game in the NFL. My kids, today I'm upset. Last night,
it's been terrible. A blast.
Gut-wrenching. He could have killed Rudolph last night.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
Beyond anything I've ever seen.
It doesn't sound
Tony,
like
I mean, you, this really hits you hard, man. I can hear it in your voice.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Sounds just like Keith.
This is not good.
Going to miss you, like Dale said. You're not going to be far. You're not going to be far.
Oh, my God.
Tim in Shrewsbury wants to take us to task, I think, which is good. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, Christian, you know, I'm really surprised by your comments. You know, these athletes sit back and they're like, you know, it's not a big deal. You know, I don't know when the NFL or when McSorley went after, Brashear in the NHL, that these guys get a hall pass. and you're comparing it to some old lady getting assaulted in the street, let me tell you something. And, you know, General Motors, Microsoft, what have you, they have these meetings, and if I was at a meeting and I picked up a motherboard out of a computer and smashed it over my coworker's head, now, I'd be arrested.
Why is that funny? Why is that funny?
Tim, but here's the thing. Like, we all have to admit, okay, that the NFL is different. It is. And when you start trying to equate it to, you know, some office job where somebody takes a keyboard because they can't delete something, it's not the same. It isn't. I'm not saying that what he did wasn't bad.
I think he should definitely
be suspended. I think he's a flat-out chump.
But Tim,
to compare it to him dying and like some guy crying about, oh, he's so despondent. Yeah. I mean, come on, Tim.
I agree, but you guys have this laissez-faire attitude, like, hey, no big deal. This is football. Tim, where are you hearing that? Who said that?
When has anybody said this is football? We said this isn't
football.
You were
just mocking this guy about, he's crying because he thought he was going to watch a murder.
My kids.
Being a little emotional, that's all. You don't think so? Did you start crying when you saw that last night, Tim?
Ordway, here's what you do. Go grab a helmet and smash Christian over the head.
Will you cry?
And then let's see if that's considered assault.
Well, will you cry if that happens?
I won't cry.
Hey, wait, oh, well, Tim.
So now you agree that the guy crying is a little bit over the top.
Yes, I agree with
that. So why are you being so insensitive?
That's the point.
Why are you acting like it's no big deal then? Why are you making fun of the guy crying?
I'm not making fun of the guy.
You are.
I'm making fun of the fact that you guys have this, like, hey, it's no big deal. It's just part of the game.
Tim, are you listening?
No one ever said that.
Tim, what do you think?
I'm listening.
You should be taken out of the game. It shouldn't happen. He should be suspended.
Tim, what do you think?
They got it right.
What do you think the penalty should be?
They should be suspended him next year as well.
All right, Tim, what do you think the penalty should be?
Death?
I don't know. I'm a big believer in repentance. I never thought Rice should have been kicked out of the league for, you know, hitting his wife. But there's a part of me that's like, this is worse than whatever Rice did to
okay,
to
hold
the
on,
gal,
Tim.
So.
Tim, when it comes to comparing somebody being attacked and killed, do you think what happened last night is even remotely close, or you should have the same emotional reaction based on somebody getting attacked and murdered in the street as opposed to a football player swinging a helmet?
No, well, you know, now you're going
it's
to
not
the extreme.
The, same. Well,
the
that,
short
that,
answer is no. I don't feel
the,
that way.
That was the point. That was the old lady analogy. Now you got it?
All right, Tim. I got a circuit board. I'm going to hit him over the head during the break. All right?
Hold on. Grab that helmet.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Mike is in Springfield. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Mike.
I think the overreacting of, like, because I think Glenn even said it, like, he could have killed him. I think that's an overreaction.
I think it's actual.
You didn't cry, though.
I think it's factual.
Yeah.
He could have killed him.
He didn't, but listen, though. Wait a minute, Mike.
How is that not factual? If you take a helmet, and if it happened to hit on the crown of the helmet, because he wasn't sure where he was going to hit him. He had no idea where the position of the helmet was going to be when he cracked it over Rudolph's head. If he hits the crown of the helmet, could he have killed Mason Rudolph?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Okay.
But listen, real quick, though, the way I look at it as, this is a classic Mike Tyson quote. This guy Rudolph had a plan. You know how Mike Tyson said, "You got a plan
until you get punched in the mouth."
This guy tried to pull his helmet off, and it backfired on him, and he got the worst of it. And that's just what it is.
He had a 275-pound man on top of him. He couldn't get free. Quarterbacks, when a play is over, play was already over, and they get hit. The first thing Tom Brady wants is to get that body off of him, and he couldn't get it off of him. And he's probably frustrated because he threw four picks and the game was over. I'll give you that. But he was trying to get free. He couldn't. Garrett was on top of him.
Oh, wow.
What are you missing?
Oh, wow. But what are you missing? He tried to take his helmet off, so he got the worst of it.
He got his hand up on the helmet, and maybe he was trying to do that, but his goal was not to take the helmet off and crack him over the head, which is what the other guy did. His goal was to get a 275-pound man off his back.
His goal was to try to get his helmet off his head, and it backfired on him.
Oh, my God. Does this make any sense when
it's
you look
so
at
upsetting.
It?
So my goal was to punch you in the face, and when you shot me, I deserved it.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it that
way. I mean, yeah, he tried to get his helmet off. Maybe his hand was stuck. Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe.
And how many times have we said it? Myles Garrett ripped his freaking helmet off and chucked it across the field, and there was pushing and shoving, and a couple people threw punches. This is not a big deal.
So here's the difference, though. How many times have you seen a quarterback play is over, and a guy's on top of him or a couple guys, and he's doing whatever he can to get up from the pile? So he's grabbing his helmet, trying to push him out of the way, doing what? We see that. Often.
No,
how often do you see a guy take a helmet off and crack a guy over the head?
Everything we saw last night, we have seen a million times.
Yes.
Until he grabbed his helmet and tried to hit him over the head with it.
Correct.
Up to that point, seen that movie many times. Right?
That's the
even after the hitting of the helmet, we've seen that. We've seen fights. We've seen pouncy stuff, guys like that go after people and kick them. We saw all of this. We've seen it all. Every time. All the time. Except for when the guy took the helmet and tried to crack him over the head.
This is a sad day for NFL.
So this, to me, this is been there, done that. And what I always used to hear when I was playing with the Seahawks, every year they said we were going to make the playoffs, and we didn't. At the end of the year, it was same old Seahawks. This is the same old Cleveland Browns.
Sure is.
Same old Cleveland Browns. The names have changed, but the outcome has not. You heard Baker Mayfield. I want to hear Freddie Kitchens. I want to hear Freddie Kitchens try to explain this, because there is a big picture problem here. Baker Mayfield gave you a little hint. You can tell he's frustrated. Odell Beckham Jr. is frustrated. The entire team has the same mentality. They do whatever the hell they want.
Okay, how about this? We'll hear from Freddie Kitchens. We'll also hear from a guy who Freddie Kitchens replaced last year, who I think is...
Greg Williams.
Nope. The other guy. The offensive coordinator.
Haley.
A guy who probably thought this was a good opportunity to really stick it to Freddie Kitchens. I'm telling you, when bad things happen, the bad people come out of the woodwork, man, and they just attack. We'll do all of that, plus your phone call, 617-779-7937.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Of course, that's not who we want to be at the end of the game. That's not who Miles wants to be. That's not who we're going to be. You have to be able to maintain your composure in times like that, and under no circumstance do we want anything to do with anything like that. I'm embarrassed. Miles is embarrassed. It's not good. So he understands what he did. He understands it's totally unacceptable, and we got to get through it. Any questions?
I got one. And by the way, barraged him, and they basically kind of threw it back on Freddie Kitchens, the media. They're sitting there basically talking about this being an undisciplined team, which, as Christian has pointed out a couple times today, they're an undisciplined team. And who's responsible for that?
Well, it's funny you mention that. I know we're going to get to Haley in a second, but since you brought that up. So that the first sound you heard was his first kind of thoughts on the situation. So another reporter followed that up with a highbrow, I'm smarter than you question. And in all his Freddie Kitchen wisdom and strength, he kind of checked the guy because he needed to understand. But it all led to what the real issues are going on with his team.
Freddie, there were a couple of helmet hits too, another ejection. Do you think there's a systemic problem on your team?
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to understand what you said. So tell me what you want to. Just ask me point blank what you're asking.
You think the team's out of control?
No. I think people get helmet-to-helmet contacts every week. I think Miles wishes he had used better composure with 5 seconds to go in the game.
Do you think – hold on, because I want to take the next part because he goes into what he coaches and what he doesn't coach. Do you have that part, Ryan? Hit that one.
I'll ask you straight out because you said to. Does any of this go back to the preseason in Indianapolis when – fights were, I don't
want to
say encouraged, but were okay.
No. Or encouraged. I never okayed fights. Did you say I okayed fights? I never okayed fights. Did I want them to get after their ass? Yes, I did. But that's not fighting. That's not after the whistle. But that's between the whistles, yes. I never condoned fighting on a football field because that's penalties. I don't coach penalties. I don't coach false starts. I don't coach after the whistle grabbing somebody's face mask. I don't coach that. So I don't know what you're talking about with Indianapolis when I condone fighting. That's putting words in my mouth. I've never in my life condoned a fight. That's a penalty.
See, the problem I have is that this is the problem with the Cleveland Browns.
Like, I'm not smart enough to understand what you said. So.
That is the problem.
Okay, they have more penalties. I think they're on pace to break.
You don't understand what systemic means.
I think the Browns are on pace to break, like, some record.
They are.
Wait,
right
say
now.
It again.
Okay? Yeah. Browns are on pace to break some penalty record.
Yeah, they are.
They have had, like, 4 or 5 guys ejected from games. Now, I know they had a few last night, but still. When we talk about, saying that the reason why, because they take the personality of the quarterback and he's just immature and emotional.
Yeah.
It's not just the quarterback, it's the head coach.
He's a hick.
They're immature. Between their quarterback and their head coach, there's no discipline. They're emotional. They're immature. And that's what you see on a football field. They go in last night and they win a good game. They actually were better early in this game when Pittsburgh still had its players. when everybody started leaving the game, it made it a little bit interesting there for a while.
Right.
But this is just this team. I said yesterday, I think Cleveland was going to win last night because I don't know. There's too much talent. I mean, right now they have these two running backs in the backfield. They very well might have two of the top 5 running backs in football on their own team.
How about their 2 wide receivers?
And they got 2 wide receivers.
Tight ends are actually better than New England's tight ends.
And their talent
and their
on
offensive
defense.
Line is better.
And they can't put it together because there's no discipline. They don't know how to play the game. And he's the big – and listening to him, you're like, yeah, no kidding.
I always say every single time, if you point the finger at one person and one person alone when you have a team that has lots of penalties, false starts, fights, you name it. If they're close to being the most penalized team in the league, it's the coaching problem. Bad coaches preach bad football.
I'm not smart enough to understand what you said.
I mean, and that's what you could always look to the coach.
So we started last season with Todd Haley as the offensive coordinator, okay? And then you had Greg Williams as your defensive coordinator.
Should have kept him.
A couple of hot heads. So what do? They fire Todd Haley because things are not going well. Baker Mayfield's pissed off at everything. And he wanted the quarterback coach, who happened to be Freddie Kitchens. So Haley's gone. Kitchens takes over as offensive coordinator and eventually becomes the head coach. So do you think Todd Haley was quiet last night when somebody asked him about his opinion of what the hell's going on with the Cleveland Browns? Nope.
This falls squarely right on the head coach because the head coach talks to every assistant coach who then talk to their groups of players. And there's an old saying in coaching, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen. And when you allow stuff like this to go on, and I'm not saying this particular taking somebody's helmet off and hitting them with it is going on, but I've been on those fields in Cleveland,
part of the frustration is you see things happening and going on that you shouldn't be allowed to be going on because you're practicing bad habits. You're practicing lack of discipline. You're practicing lack of self-control. And that's what practice is for, to continually press the players of how they need to play and practice and showing up on time. All those little things that add up to discipline are what need to be going on full time, because if you're not coaching it, you're allowing it to happen. Right. And when I watch the Cleveland Browns, I see a lot of stuff being allowed to happen.
He's right. He's waited a year.
Oh man,
right. He's right. But on the other hand, he's sitting there going, "Oh, this is my opportunity. Where can I go on a show? Give me on a show."
Well, it's easy to pile on now.
The team they put together, the excitement they had, the talent they had, the personalities they have, the decision to give it to Freddie Kitchens. God. I think it was Lombardi when he said ownership is really more important.
Yeah. He's right. I agree with Lombardi. Always.
This is the guy? This was the guy? I mean, if anything, this team probably needed some discipline. Not a guy that's just trying to do it for the first time and trying to figure out how the hell to do it, who as a quarterback's coach is probably everybody's buddy.
But that's,
right?
But that's the problem, though. Baker Mayfield wanted Kitchens.
Buddy.
He pushed for him. Stupid owner sat there and said, and the general manager, and they said, you know what? Makes a lot of sense. Let's get somebody
that
Baker
given him
really
likes. I'll still give you Freddie Kitchens. He's your offensive coordinator.
Right.
I'll give him to you. Now, you love him. Great. He's your offensive coordinator. Like, you know, Brady's not sitting there saying, I need Josh to be my head coach. I love him. He's your offensive coordinator. He's the guy you deal with. Fine. You got him. But God, you got to get somebody else in charge of that team.
You should never be surprised. Imagine if, and I always said that they made the mistake by getting rid of Greg Williams. He would not have allowed that stuff. It just wouldn't have happened. That's why they were so successful later on in the season. And then they weren't. As soon as he's left, it was like they're dealing with a season-long substitute teacher as now their permanent head coach, right? Because you don't respect a substitute teacher ever. And for some reason, if that substitute teacher becomes your main teacher, they've never earned your respect in the first place because you never gave it to them.
Plus, Greg Williams could have reinstated the bounty system.
Exactly. Which it looks like that's what I've heard some people saying that's what they were doing.
You fucking goofball. Cleveland's done. And their schedule is easy the rest of the way. They should have made the playoffs this year, and everybody had them. That was the hot team. Everybody loved the Cleveland Browns. Frauds. Rob's in Maine.
I'm
going
to kill him at halftime.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm talking about the intent again. Is that where we're at still?
Yes, sir. Whatever it takes.
So, you know, I know there's a lot of frustration out there throughout the league in every position. You know, there's a alphabet list of variables that frustrate these guys, but you don't see this happening for decades at a time. This is like something that's really stark. It reminds me of the hockey full swing, barnyard swing that cleaned the guy's head off there. This is heinous. You know, I believe a year off is good.
No, but that's too much. That's too much.
Well,
hold on. Can I give you my best Bill Belichick impersonation, Bob? Or Rob? Is it Bob or Rob? Yeah. I feel like if your name is Bob, I can still call you Rob.
Says it's Does that Rob happen? On the screen.
I'm okay with anything. That's cool.
All right, Rob.
You call it worse.
Nobody died.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so we're all talking about, it's really a what if. It's like, I almost got hit by a car. So, can you imagine how bad it could have been?
And I think, first off, six games, it's going to cost him, I think, $1.3 million. Right? $1.3 million. So you're already getting him for $1.3 million, the last six games of the year. And that's why I say next year you give him game one. Just as a reminder, we didn't forget about it. So when next year starts, we didn't forget about it. Maybe it's two games. I don't know. But I think next year you give him a game as well as the rest of this year. Just to kind of be like, okay, I know we're resetting. But as a reminder, going to week one, you can't play for what you did last year.
Don't you think that the NFL, they always, I feel like in these important situations as far as head trauma goes, they throw the book at you. So I would not be surprised, Lou. I think you're right. I do think they'll give him one, maybe two.
Yes.
And listen, we're not going to let this get out of hand. We're going to make sure. We're going to set the tone right here and now.
Well, look at it
this way. The rest of the season, plus two.
Mm-hmm. If you're a Patriot fan and you're looking at it, you're saying, okay, I saw a guy almost murder somebody last night when I was watching Thursday Night Football, and they're going to give him a six-game suspension. And yet they never had, and by the way, clear-cut evidence. We all watched it, videotape right there. You can talk about intent, but there's the picture. And yet the league gave Tom Brady a 4-game suspension for something that was never entirely proved, even though the league spent about $6 million trying to do so.
What are we doing?
This is unbelievable. Yeah, they and so Patriot fans are looking at it saying, oh, my God, that's all he gets, and maybe that's why you're getting that, guys.
Why?
Where he said he should get a 1-year suspension because they're trying to compare it to Tom Brady and the 4-game suspension, which I think all of us think was the most foolish, idiotic
thing. Well, they should have a 30 for 30 on that.
Yes.
On Deflategate alone.
Absolutely.
That's what they need.
All right, 617-779-7937. By the way, Mike Lombardi will join us indeed at 4 o'clock today. And we'll get his take on all of this. We get yours coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
What happened last night in the league? Turn on ESPN, you two of your former teammates, Damian and Nink, talking about it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, just Coach Belichick tries to use it as teaching moments. Talks about not throwing punches, not touching the referees, staying on the sidelines. So,
how hard is it to stay disciplined in that moment? You've been in moments where guys have been after you and you know, things have gone on. How hard is it to stay disciplined?
It's an emotional game, so I think I got a penalty in 2002. I think I only got one penalty for an unsportsmanlike conduct, and I kind of pushed someone back against Chicago. So that might be my only unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
Is it the only one?
Probably deserved a few more.
Sure.
Tom Brady just moments ago. Yep, and I guarantee you every NFL coach is sitting there having this conversation today with their team because they're leery of it coming up this week because if I'm the NFL, I'm telling every one of the officials, guys, let's really be careful. We had real bad optics Thursday night. We need to make sure that nothing breaks out. Throw the flag quickly. Don't be shy. So guess what? Bill Belichick talked about it today with the Patriots.
This morning, just based on the game last night, a big topic of discussion just in social media.
Oh, really?
was Browns player Myles Garrett swinging his helmet at Mason Rudolph, took his helmet off. Knowing that everyone's talking about players, do you address that with them?
We've addressed that multiple times.
Anything with this specific
situation? Well, I mean, every situation's different. There's no two that are the same. We can go back and look at, 50 of these through the years, some type of, fighting or ejections or whatever. They're all a little bit different. I wouldn't say that it's like offside penalties. There's a lot of different things happen, different situations, so forth and so on. But, yeah, fundamentally, I told players what we should do in those situations, how we should handle them, and, I think they've done a good job of it.
So, it's pretty normal for you to go on your snap face, first thing every morning?
Pretty much. See what happened, and check it out, absolutely. Interact with everybody, see what they think, get my opinions out there. So I don't want to get left behind on that.
I thought I had it right there. Okay.
Then brush my teeth, and
So that was I don't know.
Does he have one of those digital toothbrushes?
No, he has an electric toothbrush.
Got the little
then brush I get my the teeth.
He's feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty confident about the weekend. I like that.
Is that what you think?
Joking around.
Yes, he was in a good mood.
Joking around, he's in a good mood.
Interact with everybody. See what they think.
Tom seems comfortable.
Looking for a lock of the day.
I don't want to get left behind on that.
Mike's for the record, I called Mike maybe like 6 times the other night at 3:30 in the morning.
Seriously?
I had 2 phone numbers for him. I had his cell phone, and he has a landline. I called both at least 4 times. He did not answer the phone.
Did you talk to him the next day? Huh? Is he aware that you tried to call
him? No. I don't think so. I haven't heard.
Why wouldn't he see your number on the?
I don't know.
He's sleeping.
Well, he was sleeping.
He's
maybe,
busy.
And no, it wasn't from my cell phone.
It was from the station.
Yeah.
What time did you call?
Like 3:30. Like 3 o'clock in the morning.
So how many people do you think you're going to call? If you had 10 people,
you're
going to call.
I just tried Mike. I thought Mike would answer the phone no matter what. Do you have a landline?
Yes.
Okay. If your landline rings,
never use it.
I know, but neither do I.
Ignore it.
Oh, is it ringing? Why do you have a landline?
It's a good question.
Stupid. No, he has a landline, though.
No, because even if stuff like school's canceled, they call my cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
Nobody has landlines anymore, but he has one, so I thought that he would think it would be some sort of emergency.
Yeah, but if you had 10 people you could call at 3:30 in the morning, how many do you think of the 10 would actually answer the phone?
Well, I want to see who my real friends were.
How many real friends did you have? None.
Zero. Zero. Nobody picked up.
This might be deep sleepers, though. You shouldn't take it personal.
Yeah.
You shouldn't take it personal.
No, I'm not.
Jones is in New Hampshire. Jones.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
How are you?
All right, so y'all asked the question of what do we think his intent is. I think his intent was self-defense, and here's why.
Please.
Once they were on their feet, and the two Steeler players then took Garrett, pushed him back with the helmet in his hand to separate him and Rudolph, Rudolph gets up and rushes Garrett again. So in Garrett's mind, what is Rudolph's intent? And I'll end it with, if Rudolph never rushes that second time, does the helmet even get swung?
Rudolph is coming out of the, when he got hit with the helmet you're talking about?
He's like racing down low, reaching for his helmet that Myles Garrett grabbed.
No. Oh, yeah. I was watching the game.
No, watch it again.
Watch it. We're looking at it. We're looking at it right now. Jones, we're looking at it on the screen. You need to look at it again because your facts are wrong.
So Garrett wasn't being held by two Steeler players. Rudolph then gets up off the ground and rushes in towards
Garrett. No, you're right about that. DeCastro was pushing him back, right? Got him off the quarterback.
Wasn't
they were going
him.
At
he was
it.
Pushing.
He was pushing him backwards. Yes, kind of just holding him.
So they were pushing them back way back.
So Jones, if they weren't pushing him back, what do you think Myles Garrett would have done? He would have dropped the helmet and said, "Okay, we're good." Is that what you think would have happened?
But here's the thing, we'll never know. If Rudolph would have never rushed after getting up off the ground, would he have got hit with a helmet?
No.
So you're telling me Myles Garrett was like, hold on. This quarterback who weighs 200 is rushing after me. Oh, no. What will it's I do just, if, no, if, it's, if it's just one-on-one, me and Mason Rudolph? I am so scared of him.
This quarterback who weighs 200 pounds is rushing at me as his two teammates, who's the same size as me, is holding me back.
Yeah, and I'm in football gear with a helmet on. You think he's really worried about Mason Rudolph? Think he's scared at that point? Is that what you're saying? He was scared,
so he defended himself?
He
doesn't know what's going to happen now because now I got three guys who are on the same team.
Yeah. So the two defensemen
are
going to hold me back, and Mason Rudolph is just going to start punching me in the helmet.
It's amazing.
And I could get hurt.
This
so
is amazing.
I got to defend myself.
It's absolutely amazing. I
Really?
So he thinks that Mason Rudolph bears some of the burden.
Mason Rudolph pays a stupid tax.
Well, the typical Max Kellerman is, it's dopey.
Again, what we saw with Mason Rudolph on the ground, what we saw with Myles Garrett on the ground, we see all the time. Okay, he ripped his helmet off. We've seen that before. Okay, we've seen it before. But we've never seen a guy take the helmet and then try to crack the guy over the head whose helmet he just took off him. We don't see that all the time. I don't really care what happened up to that point. It doesn't really matter, does it?
No. No, but guys, why aren't these people who are trying to blame it all on Rudolph, aren't they looking at the fact that the play was...
I can't believe we're even talking about this.
So the play was over, okay? It was a little pass to the left side. The pass is off his hands, and Garrett hits him after the pass had already been released.
It should have been a late hit.
Late hit, correct, which is something Myles Garrett has got called for numerous times this year. So... he now gets him down on the ground with a late hit, and instead of just getting right up, what does he do? He grabs him, hugs him, and keeps him on the ground. If you're the quarterback, right, you don't want to get hurt. You got a 275-pound D lineman all over you. You're sitting there going, get off of me. How many times do we see Brady when Brady is taken down like that and somebody's holding on to him, just trying to do anything, flapping his hands, whatever, just to get the guy off of him? That's what Rudolph was doing. That is the normal reaction by a quarterback. And this went on for a couple seconds.
I don't blame Mason Rudolph getting pissed or angry or trying to take his helmet off at all. What Myles Garrett did was wrong from the very beginning, tackling him late, laying on him, not letting him go. Okay, you hit him, roll off. Hit, roll off. He doesn't do it. And then, you know, they start fighting. And then Garrett thinks that he's being disrespected because how dare a quarterback give him beef? And now I'm going to make you pay double because you should know better, you stupid quarterback.
When a scrub is going at a star.
He's not a scrub. He's a starting quarterback.
What an idiot.
He is a starting quarterback. And for the record, what has Myles Garrett accomplished? What is that team? So he was a first-round pick.
Oh, he's a stud.
Great. No, but so what? So what if he's a stud?
He is the number one.
He doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't get a pass because he's a stud.
No.
Because
no.
So every great player gets to do whatever he wants. But what has he accomplished? I would say Mason Rudolph's a stud. That's, mm-hmm. You know what?
What has he accomplished?
He's a. Well, that's my point. Nothing. Neither one of them have done anything. Neither one.
Well, Myles Garrett is better at his job than Mason Rudolph.
How do we know? The guy's a rookie.
No, he has been.
He's the starting quarterback alone. Just because you don't. If it was Luke Falk
last night.
So what?
Up at that point, he was a stiff.
So what? He's still the starting quarterback. They're usually untouchable.
He's a stiff starting quarterback. That's what he is.
But people are missing the point. In that,
what is the point, Glenn?
He took the quarterback down late. And then what do you expect? We're not supposed to hit the quarterbacks. So the quarterback is already down, and then you're not letting him up. What do you expect? Yes, I think Mason Rudolph probably got his hands up on the face mask. He probably did all of those things. But what is he supposed to do?
Can we take all that out? Take the beginning part out. Okay, they got off the ground. They're both standing up, right? Mason Rudolph charged at Myles Garrett.
Stop it.
Anger in his eyes. The fact is, the dude swung his helmet.
He's trying to find out why the hell he did it.
That matters. So what? It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter why he did it. The fact is, he swung at him with the helmet.
George is in Medford. Hey, George.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, George.
Yeah, going back, piggybacking on Christian, it really doesn't take much to crack a skull.
Okay,
I used to be a vet. I am a veteran, but at the same time, that injury, we should be thankful that Rudolph is not injured.
Well, if you hit the crown,
it really doesn't take much to crack a skull.
Yeah, well, you're talking about a 275-pound man who is, I would say, very strong. If he hit him with the crown of the helmet on the top of the head, could have been disastrous.
Yes.
We all agree. Yes. Yep. So it doesn't take much.
But unlike a lot of incidences in sports, you know, we say, an illegal hit that's penalized, and it turns out the guy's got a concussion, he's going to be out for 6 weeks. You could say, well, you know, it's an illegal hit. I don't know if he tried to put him out. This one here, we know what the intent was.
Right.
He intended to crack him over the head with his helmet. And it's a flip side. It seems like nothing happened to Mason Rudolph. It seems like he's okay, as far as we know right now.
He's okay.
But this is all about intent.
He said it again today. He's fine. So I don't think you're going to have him trying to prosecute anything. Here's Jack.
Oh, his agent is hinting at it.
Here's Jack in North Andover. Hello, Jack.
Hey. Jack. I got a couple of questions. You know, when Rudolph and Garrett were on the ground, what did Rudolph say to Garrett?
I don't know.
Okay, number one.
I don't
probably
know.
Said a lot of bad things.
Number two is, Pouncey was stepping on Garrett's head and kicking him and punching him.
He's
getting fined and suspended, too.
He got suspended for 3 games, and that was after the helmet had been cracked on Rudolph's head.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's still, this is football, all right?
That's not football, what you saw last night.
Neither one of them. None of that was football.
Nope.
When my son broke his back playing football in Pop Warner, a guy speared him in the back. The referee come over. He broke the vertebrae in his back. The referee come over and says, that's football.
Well, he lied to you. He lied to you. That's not football.
Oh, no, Jack, I don't know what happened there. If your son's a quarterback and you know, the defensive end came and hit him from behind, then, you know, you could say that is football. It's unfortunate.
Come on, Jack.
It sucked.
He speared him in the back and broke his vertebrae.
Okay. So he led with the helmet and hit him in the back.
He led with the helmet and broke his back. The ref come over and says, that's football.
Well, no. Right? Now, listen,
what
I'm
happened,
sorry, but...
Jeez.
I think it is.
All right, that's within the framework, Jack. Hold on. That was within framework of the game. It sucks what happened. Right, Lou. But that's within the framework. How is what Myles Garrett did last night within the framework of the game of football? That's not football. It isn't, Jack. How can you claim it is? Based on what?
Based on how many Pittsburgh Steeler guys were there and how many Cleveland guys
Jack,
were there.
First of all, you can't take your helmet off and you can't take somebody else's helmet off.
At the time.
Yes. You can't take somebody else's helmet off. Once you do that, you've already violated the rules of football. We're no longer talking rules of football. And then when you crack it over somebody's head, sorry, that's what people do in the street.
I don't believe that he was trying to hit Rudolph in the head with the helmet.
You're out of your mind.
Right, what do you believe?
You're out of your mind.
What do you believe?
I believe he was trying to hit the guy who had him there and was fighting with him.
Okay.
Why are you defending the action?
What difference? Jack, what difference does that make?
No, you absolutely 100% are, Jack.
But why is Rudolph, okay, why did he even come back there? Once he got up, why did he come and charge him?
Because he had his helmet in his hand.
Come on, guys.
What do you mean, come on? You're making no sense, Jack. Do you realize you're making no sense?
You're justifying it.
No, I'm not.
No, you are. You're absolutely justifying it.
It was wrong on both ends. It was wrong that the refs didn't go grab Rudolph and take him to the side. It was wrong that Garrett hit him with the helmet. But I don't think that he was intentionally.
No, he wasn't trying to hurt him. No. He wasn't trying to hurt him.
He was just swinging it, hoping he hit something.
Yeah, he just wanted to get the message.
So lucky. Oh, my God.
Hold on. I thought Max Kellerman was the only idiot on this topic.
Oh, there's plenty.
There are plenty. This is absolutely amazing to me. People watched that game last night, and you're not horrified by what you saw. And I think some people are going overboard when they sit there and say a one-year suspension or whatever. I think they've levied out the proper suspension. He's out for the rest of the year, and then we'll contemplate and figure out how we go forward on all of this. But for anybody to sit there and to justify it, as we heard Max Kellerman early, and actually flip it around and blame it on Mason Rudolph, a quarterback who got hit with a late hit with 8 seconds left in a game. He's trying to get a gigantic man off of him, and then later on gets cracked over the head with a helmet. We're sitting there going, yeah, hey, listen.
What do you expect? He's got a helmet in his hand. He's going to use it.
I mean, I that guy should probably watch it again, because there is no question that Myles Garrett was trying to hit Mason Rudolph.
Not
the guy that was holding him back. Reached over the guy holding him back to get to Mason Rudolph. It's just, I don't know why you would defend that or think that you saw something different. It's clear as day.
I'm shocked at this. I don't know about you guys. I'm shocked at this.
It's weird.
Last caller.
It's weird that if Mason Rudolph doesn't charge, if Mason Rudolph just walks away, then none of this happens, guys.
Can I say this? I don't know. Is this guy a Cleveland Brown fan? Because I hate to say it, if it had happened the other way and a Patriot player had done that, we might be hearing some calls this last call, Jack.
Maybe.
You mean if that was like Brady on the ground?
Okay, we would. Yes. No. The other way.
Oh, yeah, the other way.
If Brady was on the ground.
Saying like, give me a player.
Van Noy.
Jamie Collins did this.
Jamie Collins came in and took the helmet off of a quarterback.
Well, it's Mason Rudolph's fault.
Right. Right.
There's no question.
That's what you would get.
We don't know what he said.
But this is...
You should have heard what he called him underneath that pile.
But we're neutral here.
Yeah.
And neutral people are seeing it that way? I don't get it. 617-779-7937. We'll talk more about this. We'll get into the game. Are the Eagles a threat on Sunday afternoon? They have to be, right? This is part of that whole six-game mix. And we'll talk to our buddy Mike Lombardi coming up here in just a few minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.